going to jail!
Occasionally, we are blessed with a show which upsets the natural order of things, and oftentimes can change the way we view entire genres or a medium. The original Mobusu Gundam revolutionized the way we saw mechas, grounding it in a commentary of war and politics. Akira opened up the door to international acclaim, pushing the limits of what animation can do that stands to this day. But today, I would like to bring attention to a currently airing show which I feel is a classic in the making that will change the landscape and will be talked about for years to come. The masterpiece that is Eromanga Sensei. Masterfully disguised as the typical fan service harem show we've seen a million times every season, one can easily assume that this is just another otaku bait anime appealing to the lowest common denominator. But the more I watched, the more I came to the realization that Eromanga Sensei is a true masterpiece of our time. Now, understandably, you may be skeptical with words like masterpiece being thrown around a lot these days, but I assure you, those of us who understand can attest to everything that this show has been able to achieve. Eromanga Sensei is the latest addition to the glorious Emoto genre, which has seen a huge surge within anime in recent years, along with genres like the Isekai genre, the Slice of Life genre, and the dear god just please kill it with fire genre. For those of you unaware, Emoto is the Japanese name given to the little sister, and the genre normally involves a focus on her and her Oni-chan, which translated to English is basically what she calls her fuck buddy. Coming from the same light novel author that wrote the revolutionary My Little Sister Can't Be This Cute, a show which everyone thought was going to be the good old incest bait and switch, only to realize that the show was doing exactly what it said on the fucking tin, his latest work aims to push the boundary even further on his eternal mission to alienate every sibling pair on Earth and possibly the entire cosmos. This time, it focuses on a young light novel author who discovers his shut-in little sister,
who's not related by blood,
was the famous erotic illustrator, Eromanga Sensei, who has been drawing the illustrations for him this entire time. And thus, we follow our daily adventures as our lead meets a bunch of other underage girls who vie for his attention against his not-related-by-blood little sister.
Did I mention the sister's not related by blood? Because that's really important.
Now, you may be asking yourself, how can such a series be considered a masterpiece? I mean, it just sounds like another super trashy show. This is a common misconception, as Eromanga Sensei isn't just a trashy show. High School DxD is a trashy show. High School of the Dead is a trashy show. Himoto Umaru-chan is a trashy show. Eromanga Sensei is something else. It is an enigma that transcends the limits of trash itself to become something beyond. A perfect car crash of garbage that takes the lowest common denominator and divides that by zero. This isn't just trash. It's a full-on fucking landfill, and in doing so, has become the ultimate work of art. Not all heroes wear capes, and not all art belongs in a gallery. But if a urinal can be tastefully presented as an art piece, then we must ask, why can't we do the same with a lolly saying, I love dick? But of course, not all art can be appreciated by everyone, which is why to understand the full extent of this masterpiece, one needs to fully accept who they really are. In Buddhism, it is said that the root of all suffering is attachment, and Eromanga Sensei has a similar mantra about it. For you see, it is this attachment you must first sever yourself from before you will be ready. Appreciation can only be achieved once you let go of everything. Self-esteem, shame, human decency, dignity, and any chance of your parents looking at you with pride. You must dedicate years of your life enveloped in the world of anime, and I'm not talking about good, well-written shows. Fan service, glorious jiggling tits, uncomfortable fetishes, adorable anime girls, becoming one with the idea of panty shots. Throw yourself off the deep end with no safety net to catch you, as only once you are fully dedicated to this lifestyle will you reach true enlightenment and come to the realization of the one undeniable truth of this world. Anime is trash. And so am I. You see, to fully comprehend trash, you must first become it. And once you have reached this higher plane of degeneracy, will you begin to realize the miracle that has befallen us here. Because this is beyond what everyone thinks it is. It's not really an incest show because they aren't related by blood. And that makes it totally acceptable. And you see, it's not this weird sexualization of 12-year-old lollies, because they're just anime characters that don't even exist. Officer. Somehow, the show manages to keep topping itself every week, which is a testament to how revolutionary it is. Every episode, you go in thinking, there's no way this show can go any lower. And then against all odds,
it does.
See, while other shows may say, panty shot fan service, Error Manga has the guts to say, Moe Lolly Incest Siscon Bondage Panty Shot Fan Service, with a dash of Ochinchin. If there was a single flaw in this show, it would be probably with the title. Error Manga Sensei is short, relevant, and to the point, but with only two words, I think there is vast room for improvement, as this is nowhere near the recommended word count for a standard light novel title. Some more suitable examples could have been, My Little Sister Can't Be This Cute, But This Time She Draws Lewd Art and Is 12. Surely there's no possible way we can make this go trashier next week, right? Or my personal favourite, fuck it, I was already going to hell. This is not mentioning one of the greatest opening and ending sequences to ever grace the world of anime. And no, it's not because of this expertly drawn calf muscle, but of course, the Sagari dance. Previous anime dances may have spread through this community through a catchy, well-animated choreographed dance, but Eromanga Sensei asks, why do you need to put all that effort in when you can just wave your arms around like some kawaii twat? Oh, you know, it's whatever. Maybe I'm overstating it. I mean, it's just a cute girl waving her arms around at the end of the day, right? It's not like I could watch this on repeat for hours or something, you know. It's not that addicting. I don't have a problem.
Hey, I'm back. I should have known. I thought we were over this.
You just don't understand! Yet somehow, against all odds, the show has somehow managed to dodge a best girl war. As we all have a mutual understanding of whoever we choose as best girl, we are all losers anyway. I mean, we all know that Sagari is going to win, so what's the point of resisting that when we already have someone top tier? Okay, maybe you're someone who thinks someone like Amelia is a good waifu, and if you do, that's completely fine. I have the highest respect for garbage men and the work that they do. But you have to ask yourself, is she a socially awkward Emoto lolly who draws lewd pictures, steals panties, and permanently sounds like she's doing ASMR? If the answer is no, then that might be a sign for some self-reflection. You'd think it ends here, but it goes even deeper, as episode 8 blows everything out the water. See, with a scene in this episode, we get a shot of Kuroneko, confirming that the show indeed takes place in the same universe as Orimo. But we can also confirm that both Mahoka and Sword Art Online exist in some form, also through references, the implications of which are massive, as this could indicate the beginning of a franchise to rival Marvel itself. Sagari, Kirino, Miyuki, and Sugu could join together to create the world's first Emoto Cinematic Universe. We're getting the ICU, baby! It's the ultimate appreciation of things only the Japanese can do. See, the Japanese are absolute experts at creating these little inventions you didn't know you needed until you saw them. Just go into any Daiso and you'll see what I mean. I didn't know a Pritt stick of butter would be something I wanted until I saw that. A tie that doubles up as an umbrella would be hella useful for living in the UK. And until I saw Eromanga Sensei, I had no idea all I needed in life was an adorable Emoto to blush and call me Baka. So by now you're hopefully more understanding of the masterpiece that is Eromanga Sensei. A1 Pictures have absolutely outdone themselves, and I'm not sure what they could possibly do to get this work closer to perfection. Wait a minute, did they just add a tournament arc? In short, Eromanga Sensei is a masterpiece, a show we only get once a generation, which is why I can wholeheartedly say that we are witnessing this cultural revolution in action. It's a show that reaches new heights of degeneracy, trash that transcends the idea of trash, and something that can only be admired by those few brave warriors who have given up on everything. In years past, we will look at this time as the redefining era. We'll say the world was never the same after Eromanga Sensei. Eremonga Sensei contributed to world peace. Eremonga Sensei solved world hunger. Eremonga Sensei isn't just cancer. Eremonga Sensei gave me cancer. And then cured it. And then gave me AIDS instead.
I'm going to jail!
I love little girls, they make me